Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome to those online. Let's start this evening off with praise and worship.
Thank you. at the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all. It's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us eyes to behold you. It was John the Baptist who said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." We behold you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that as we behold you, we are being changed, transformed, renewed into that same image, until, Lord, we are exactly like you. It was Paul who prayed and said, "I'm praying for you that Jesus Christ, the Christ be formed in you." Lord, we embrace that truth today, and we thank you, Lord, oh God, for this day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you called us to this fresh oil and new wine conference. And as we congregate before you, we are very aware that where you are, there is liberty. So we receive the liberty of your spirit. I will declare this day, O God, that your kingdom come, your will on earth be done as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. You are more than enough. Our good shepherd, our very satisfaction. At the center of it all, it is you, Lord, that we see. We behold you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Would you please sing it again?
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. Jesus. Center of it all. Oh, at the center of it all, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see, it's you that I see. There is power. Oh, there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Behold you. Your name, O Lord, is Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Fresh Oil New Wine Conference. You may be seated. Tonight, it is my great honor and privilege to introduce to this congregation for the first time a great man of God. This is a man that has stood the test of time. See, there are many that start in the ministry but wilter off. But there are certain men ordained by God who continue, no matter what, to stand in righteousness, in truth, declaring the uncompromised word of life, the word of God. Such a man is the man that I introduced to you today. He's a father, a great general in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dr. Felix Omobide is the General Superintendent of the Gospel Light International Ministries, pastors New Covenant Gospel Church, which he founded in 1988. Prior to that, he marched alongside of another giant of faith, Archbishop Benson Idahosa. He was one of the first pastors of this great man of God. Bishop Dr. Mobude, steadfast in faith, believes that we are spirit, soul, and body. And so he's done everything to make certain that not only are people healed in their physical bodies and their needs met in a philanthropic way, but also to make certain that their minds are renewed not only by the mind of Christ, but that they are educated. So he has schools and polytechnics because he believes in people making it in life. This is a man that I truly love with all my heart because he's a man after God's heart. He stayed true. He stayed strong. He has led the churches of God in Nigeria, the PFN, which is the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, led all the charismatic and Pentecostal churches. I think, believe two times now, three times he's led them as the lead man. And with all that is on his plate, he took time to make certain that we hear a word from God tonight. Tonight he's going to be speaking to you and to me. But tomorrow we're going to have a double header. He's going to speak and I'm going to speak. And it's going to be an outpouring in this house of fresh oil and new wine. Amen? Let us, with great joy, those of you here in person and those online that may be watching this stream around the world, let us welcome together with a great clap offering unto the Lord on behalf of this man of God, Dr. Felix Omobude. Amen. Man of God, we thank you for coming to us. And it's your turn. We are all ears.
Again, I'd like to appreciate Apostle Mike Zeno for this opportunity, the platform that he has given to me to share God's word. Apostle Mike, I thank you so very much. May God continue to bless you and bless your work. More open doors, better days ahead. In Jesus' name, I welcome everyone that have joined, wherever you are around the nations of the world. It is just a privilege for me to bring God's word across to you. I have prayed and I believe that this will be a blessing to you. I'm reading from Genesis chapter 50, the very last chapter of Genesis. I will start reading from verse 22. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation, the children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought upon Joseph's knee. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which is swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. 25. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him. And he was put in a coffin in Egypt. I'm bringing today the second part of my message, From Sorrow to Joy. Many times it gets dark, very dark, before daybreak. But the darkness of the dark night does not stop the day from breaking. Joseph was a visionary. Joseph was a dreamer. The dreams, of course, landed him in trouble. But he saw his dreams fulfilled. From the pit to slavery in the house of Potiphar. From there to prison. From prison to palace. Amazing story. Can you imagine what went through his heart when he sat as the prime minister of Egypt, distributing food and essentials to people from all lands around the world, And he saw his brothers fall on their knees before him. No wonder he couldn't hold back his tears. Now, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. Now, Joseph had sent and brought the entire family to Egypt. His father was glad to see him. Of course, the brothers, having seen the hand of God upon Joseph, acknowledged that they were wrong. And Joseph did not want to make life terrible for them. He told them, "Don't worry. You thought evil for you. That was your plan. But God turned it around. That's the God we serve, who can turn things around for good." You know, after the death of their father, his brothers came and they bowed before him. He took care of them. They were glad that one of their own was in power in Egypt. At 110 years old, here comes again the dreamer. That's where I'm going. He gathered his brothers and the family. Whereas you thought this is great, he said, "The Lord will surely visit you." Makrambasoto labayadaya. A visitation is coming. The church hasn't seen anything. An outpouring is coming. A revival is about to break loose. I don't care what the enemy may be doing around the world. God did not create this world, he invested on it to hand it over completely to the enemy. No, he's in charge of his world. I love Joseph. God has blessed him with long life. He saw his children's children. He tasted the good side of life. But he told his brothers, he said, "I see a visitation coming." And that's what I'm going to center on today. An outpouring, a mighty revival, such as we have not seen. It's on the way. In spite of all that is going on in the world, God has his hand on the spindle. He said, I will overturn it until I find whose right it is. You know, his brothers apparently didn't understand him. I see if he said, "The Lord will certainly visit you. God will surely visit you. It may sound that it is good for you here now in Egypt, but there are trials ahead. But there is a visitation coming." And he said, "Oh, I look at the frailty of my body, it is obvious I will not be here when it happens. He said, don't leave my bones in Egypt. Carry me along. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, this is amazing. Israel spent 430 years in Egypt. Joseph had died. All those who knew him, they passed. Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph came. Israel was enslaved. Israel went through excruciating pains. They were completely dehumanized. The Egyptians entreated them with evil. One day after the other, 1 year after the other, 430 years. Where is the promise of the visitation? As far as the Egyptians were concerned, we have you under our control. You will remain slaves to us forever. But you know, the psalmist declared in Psalm 65, verse number 5, he said, by terrible things in righteousness, by terrible things in righteousness, wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are afar off upon the sea. You know, one day God found a man at the backside of the desert. His name was Moses. Moses had been raised to believe that he was the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But something cried out from inside of him that I don't belong here. His attempt to introduce his redemptive plan to the Jewish people failed totally. Made him to run into the desert for safety. It was in the desert that he had an encounter, a positive and divine orchestrated encounter does not leave you the way it met you. Moses saw right in the bush was on fire, but the leaves were still green. How can such a fire rage? Yet the bush is not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight. Someone need to turn from what you were used to, the belief of limitation, the belief that you belong to Egypt, the belief that you are a fugitive, a slave, the mindset of I cannot. You need to turn to the side where God is doing amazing things. So But when Moses turned, he heard a voice. God called him and told him, I have heard, I've seen the affliction of my people. I'm sending you to go and get them out. Enough is enough. I stand here today, whatever time you are connected, to declare the heaven's declaration. Enough is enough. 430 years of shame, 430 years of pain, 430 years of poverty must come to an end. No matter how long you have been there, the expiration date of that problem has come. And God sent Moses back to Egypt. You know, for the Hebrews, they did not even believe him. And they said, forget about that. You know, we have been here all this while. You know, but by signs and by wonders. When Moses approached Pharaoh and he said, thus said the Lord, let my people go. A credible, thus said the Lord, is what this world needs today. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? I don't know him. Yes, you may know, but you will. By signs, by wonders, by miracles. Frogs overtook the land. Lies overtook the land. Darkness overtook the land. The water became blood. You know, things unimaginable. So much so that the magicians of Egypt said, this is the finger of God. That is the gospel that we preach, that demonstrates the finger of God. Jesus said, if what I do is by the finger of God, he said, judgment has come to the Jews. Now, the day came, and God said, this is the night of all nights. Let every Hebrew stay in their homes, kill a lamb, stamp it on the doorpost. I'm going to move all over Egypt. And that was what happened. The heavens moved all over the land. The firstborn of every Egyptian was killed. And God showed signs that the Egyptians can't comprehend. Every house was a wailing house. And they said to Pharaoh, please, let these people go. Amazingly, Israel said, we have served you for so long. We can't go serve God with empty hands. Give us things. They gave them gold. They gave them silver to go serve their God. It sounded like a dream when they got to the bank of the Red Sea. How to cross was the issue. And by a miracle, God divided the Red Sea. parted hither and thither. Israel went on dry ground. They carried the bones of Joseph. A prophecy of several hundreds of years is coming to pass. Israel went on dry ground. The enemy, the Egyptians, thought they would pursue them. They don't want to let them go. And of course, they perish in the sea. This is amazing. Moses and all Israel saw it. Moses, who said he was a stammerer, that he cannot talk, began to sing. In Exodus 15, verse number 1, Moses said, "I will sing unto the Lord." Exodus 15, verse number 1. "I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the riders he has thrown into the sea." This is from sorrow to joy. The season of restoration has come. The season of rejoicing has come. You know, "I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the riders he has thrown into the sea." In verse number 2 of Exodus 15, Moses said, "The Lord is my strength and my song." How? Wherever you are, you can make him your strength. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You know, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has now become my salvation. Is my God, my father's God. I will prepare him a habitation. I will exalt him." In verse number 3, he said, "The Lord is a man of war. He's a warrior. He never loses any battle." And you know, this is from sorrow to joy. In verse number 11, of Exodus 15. Amazing, amazing song. Miriam had led the women with a tambourine, and all Israel began to jubilate. "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. You are always doing wonders." Amazing. Amazing God. Amazing God. No wonder the psalmist declared in Psalm 40, verse number 1, he said, "I waited patiently." It looks as if it wasn't going to happen. "But I waited patiently upon the Lord. Where will this dream, where will this breakthrough, where will this revival, where will this prophetic utterance come to pass? I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and he heard my cry. In verse number 2, he said he brought me out also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon the rock to stay, and he established my goings. In verse number 3, he went on to say, he has put a new song in my mouth to sing, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and they shall trust in the Lord. It's your season of joy. It's your season of singing a new song. It's your season of restoration. It's your season that faith will speak for you. It's your season of celebration, a manifestation of the songs of God. This is the time. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Ambranobo Shaba, Ekebanamba Sote Baranda Yedebo. This is the time, from sorrow to joy. In Psalm 126, amazing Psalm, Psalm 126, verse number 1. The psalmist declared, may the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. How can we explain it? 430 years, the freedom we couldn't get for ourselves came by a divine intervention. The unbelief of the world, their criticism of the gospel, will not stop the events as prophesied in the Bible. The darkness of the dark world will not stop the brightness of his light. The darker the night, the brighter his light. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Even the Egyptians, and them that took us captive, the heathen, they had to confess that the Lord has done great things for them. This is beyond man. It's a divine intervention. It's the intervention of heaven in the affairs of his children. I speak to your life today. You can come out of that situation. You don't have to cut corners. You don't have to endure that sleepless night. Enough is enough of tears. Enough is enough of reproaches. Enough is enough of degradation. It's your time to shine. For they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, in Psalm 66, verse 3, especially the B section, Psalm 66, verse 3, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Now look at this. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. Now, beyond the deliverance of Israel from Egypt, God saw that we were helpless. The enemy had us captive. Sin ruled our lives. You offer bulls. You offer cows and rams and lambs. You offer turtle doves. It could not take care of the sin issue. And God saw us. That sin ruled our lives like the Egyptians enslaved Egypt, Israel. And we couldn't help ourselves. And the council met in heaven. And God said, I will help them. Jesus volunteered to come to this world. He was born of a virgin, 100% God and 100% man. He walked on this earth. He did signs and wonders. He healed the sick. He delivered the bound. He fed the hungry. He opened the blind eyes. By the anointing that was upon him, he went to Calvary. The world ganged up against him. He was crucified on Calvary's cross. They pierced his hands and his side, and blood and water came out. It was on Calvary that he declared, it is finished. The price is paid. The punishment for sin has been served. And the Bible says he died in the midst of two thieves, a cruel death. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. And by the authority of the government of the day, soldiers were appointed to watch over his grave. But you know, the Bible says he descended to the lower parts of the earth. He had captivity. He seized authority from Satan. He took from him the keys of life and death that Satan stole from Adam. Ladies and gentlemen, on the third day, he came out of the grave. to give us life, to give us light. That's why Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that live, to them who are in Christ. The in Christ revolution has taken place. No more bondage to sin. You can today walk out of the prison doors a free man if you will accept the sacrifices of Christ. When he rose from the grave, he told his disciples, he said, all powers in heaven and on earth is given to me. And he told them, behold, I cede the power to you. You go, preach this good news, heal the sick, save the lost, deliver the bound, bring light to those in darkness, move them from sorrow to joy. I come to you today. The hour of darkness is over. The hour of shame and pain and setback and gnashing of teeth. The hour of reproach. The reproach of sin. The consequences of sin has been taken care of. He nailed them to his cross. He gave us new life. You can have that life today. I want to pray right away. Will you say to me, man of God, I open my heart. I receive Jesus. I accept his sacrifices that he died for me. He rose for my justification. I receive Christ into my life now. And you say, Lord, write my name in your book of life. I confess with my mouth that I am saved. I am born again. I am free. The power of Satan has been broken in my life. In the name of Jesus. If you are sick in your body, this same Jesus, because he is alive, he's still walking miracles. He's still healing the sick. He's still delivering the bound. If there are curses in your life, if there are setbacks in your life, you have opportunity to walk out a free man today. Jesus is close by you there. You can reach out to him and be free. And I pray for you, if you will put your hand where you suffer, I command every sickness and disease and pain and ache, every affliction, cancerous spirit, deafening spirit, blinding spirit, arthritis, heart diseases, blood diseases, whatever the name of the affliction, I command them to come out of you now. Get out in the name of Jesus and enter no more. I proclaim your healing from your head to your toe. You are healed, completely healed. I call your strength back. I call your psyche back. In the name of Jesus, you are rejuvenated by the life through the blood of Jesus Christ. I proclaim it to be so. In the name of Jesus. Now, whatever is a challenge, whatever is a setback, in marriage, in family, in business, social challenge, economic issues, whatever the issue may be, now I stand here as God's servant and proclaim an end to your travail. Now the heavens switch, turn the switch in your favor. In the name of Jesus, there is a shift in the heavenlies in your favor. Now, that Red Sea on your way is divided. The Jordan that tried to hold you back is divided. Whatever wants to stop you from your Canaan, the Philistines, the Jebusites, the Hivites, all that want to stop you from reaching your promised land, they are removed out of your way. A fresh oil comes upon you. A fresh anointing comes upon you. You will know that a man of God has spoken into your life. Now you move forward in life. Make progress in life. You are unstoppable. And I bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure Bishop Zeno would like to hear from you. Now there are numbers. Sure that you can call and share your testimonies. You have prayer requests. You can reach Bishop Zeno. And there's a prayer team that will be praying for you. And I, on this end, will be praying for you. May I take a moment to ask you to support this program wherever you are. If you have received God's word and you have been blessed through the ministry of this man, please support it. And the God of all grace establish you and strengthen you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Have we received the word of God, the declarations of our Father? Father, we are thankful for what you have done for us tonight. We are forever changed. And the dreams, the visions, the words, the prophetic declarations that you have spoken over the lives of your people will now be made manifest. We decree it so. We join in agreement with your servant. And we say yes, 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 and amen. Your word is made manifest in our lives. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil is a liar. We had some issues with YouTube and Facebook. But thank God, the word of God has gone forth. It's not limited by any imaginations of man. What God has purposed, is made manifest even now. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, the Word of God, what's today's date? 29th of November. That's 29/11. Well, there is a passage of Scripture for today. Hallelujah. It's found in the book of Jeremiah. And I want to read this passage of Scripture to you. For it affirms once again what we have heard tonight. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Oh my God. God says, I know the thoughts that I think. I think. God says, I think. When you think, it's because you have an agenda. Something you want to accomplish. God says, I know the thoughts I have. That I'm thinking about you. They are thoughts of peace, thoughts of prosperity, thoughts of salvation, thoughts of deliverance, thoughts where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Those are the thoughts God has concerning you. They are not thoughts of evil, but to give you an expected end. Oh, glory to God. An expected end. Somebody say, I receive the expected end, the fulfillment of the promises of God. What a word we receive tonight. Thank Bishop Omobode for bringing that word to us. Joseph said, God is going to visit you. Hallelujah. The man of God has declared it again tonight to us. God is visiting us. God is visiting you. God is visiting your business. God is visiting this church. God is visiting the body of Christ. We will sing a new song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you receive it? Then shout hallelujah again. Hallelujah. Well, tomorrow is going to be the last night, and I'm going to do a double header with Bishop Omobode. It is the significance of the double, the fresh oil and the new wine. Hallelujah. But I want you to do something, if you may, those of you that are listening online, that are on Zoom, you may do this, you may not be here physically, but there's no distance with God. There is the extra. If you are able to be here in person, there is a particular synergy that happens. For where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in the midst of them. But there are people who are in distant lands that cannot be here physically. But if they were around, they will be here, and God sees that. God sees the heart of people. This is not for people who are being lazy, who are not being violent with their faith. If you are able to be here and you make the other decisions, that's your decision. If you make that extra effort and say, I'm going to be in the house of God, Word of God says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. There is something about being in the house of God. Because the Spirit of God comes upon people like that. As they were gathered together in one place in the upper room, God's presence lighted on them, on every one of them. Hallelujah. God is going to meet with you. God is going to meet with me. And day by day, he's doing something extraordinary for you and I. I want for you to get a bottle of oil, small or big, bring it with you tomorrow. Mark your name on it. While ministry, when you come early, just put it right on this altar. Let it get soaked with the anointing. And you will continue to, as you anoint yourself every day, you say, I thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil that you're pouring into my life. Hallelujah. It will make you not squeak anymore. You say, what does squeaking mean? That's when you're crying, boo, boo, boo. No more squeaking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's grace is going to flow into your life and bring about a transformation. Praise God. So I want to encourage everyone. Bring yourself an oil, small one, small bottle. You know, and as the days go by, you pour it into another bottle and just keep on, keeping on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, this time, let us do what we must do. Let us honor God with our giving. Our sacrificial giving unto the Lord, saying, God, I believe your word, and I'm going to give sacrificially today. Your name must be exalted in my life. Hallelujah. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ our Lord. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because is given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Oh, give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Oh, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because it's given. Jesus Christ, His Son. And now, let a weak say, I am strong. Let a poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks. We give you thanks, Lord. Our lives are transformed. Minds renewed. Jesus, you are Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let a poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Rise with us.
I give thanks, be glorified, Lord. I give thanks, hallelujah. I give thanks.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your fresh oil.
Fresh.
And your new wine. Thank you, Lord, for the prophetic declarations tonight. We receive all you have for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We say yes to your word.
Yes.
Yes to your will. Blessed be your holy name,
Blessed
Father.
Be your holy name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
We're going to share in communion at this time. If you don't have the elements, just raise your hand. Okay, there's some that still don't have it. Do please, when you're coming into the sanctuary during the special meetings, make sure that you get your element. There's one there. Anyone else? Everyone has it? Okay. Praise God. This is the body of the Lord. It is the body that the Lord used to say, it is finished. The days of your sorrow, the days of your defeat, the days of your lack are over. I bring you a new day, a new season, because of my resurrection life. Today, receive that eternal word of Most High God and declare, as you take off this body, it is finished. Will you say it with me? It is finished. The problems are resolved.
Problems are resolved.
I am blessed.
And
highly favored of the Lord.
Highly favored of the Lord.
Because my Lord
said,
It is.
It is.
Finished.
Finished.
It is.
It is.
Done.
Done.
That prayer that you prayed, it is taken care of. That vision and hope and that dream you are expecting to be made manifest, it is done.
Done.
Receive it now as you take off this body and you eat.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I hardly hear myself.
Volume, please.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We heard the word tonight. Doesn't matter how dark the darkest night, the light must break through.
Amen.
Somebody say, my light has come.
Your light has come.
Say, sorrow is over.
Sorrow is over.
Joy has come.
Joy has come.
Joy has come.
Joy has come.
Joy of the Lord is my strength.
Joy of the Lord is my strength.
So as you get ready to take this, that the strength of the Lord will come, light will come, that every dark thing that's been plaguing your life will be broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every dark forces destroyed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Say, let there be light. Somebody say, let there be light.
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 To every situation.
Every situation.
Including my health. Including my wealth. Including my ministry. Including my business, including my family. Say, let there be light. I receive the light of God. If you believe this, say amen and take and drink. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You may be seated for a moment. There are times in our lives that are very determinant. I heard the Lord say something to me just a moment ago. There's somebody, I don't know who it is, your offering tonight, it's not like you're going to buy anything from God. You're not going to buy a miracle. But your offering tonight is going to be a very serious determining factor whether you get out of your situation. The Lord spoke to me, said, son, I want you to let my people know that they need to give a worthy portion, a worthy sacrifice. That means different things to different people. For one woman, it was 2 mites, meant very little to anybody else. But that worthy portion is your winning hand. The Bible says that Elkanah gave to Hannah a worthy portion. And that worthy portion, the Bible, the word is the Hebrew word af. It's just nose. That's what it is, nose. It means like nothing. But the point is, God was through Elkanah prophesying into the life of Hannah, you are going to win by nose. And today is somebody winning by nose. You way back, And it looks like you're never going to catch up, but I promise you, if you listen to the word of the Lord God Almighty tonight, this is not for everybody. It's for somebody or some people. Whatever it is that you gave is not a worthy portion. And God is calling you and saying, you, whoever it is, God is pointing at you right this very moment. You can feel it. Something is happening inside of you, and God is saying, give me the worthy portion, because that's what's going to make you win. You're going to catch up and overtake. So please, just do it for your sake. Amen? Amen. For your sake. So before you leave, if you're online, do it. If you are here in person, do it. And whatever time this is, just do what God is asking you to do. Ask Him for that direction, and He will honor His word concerning you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for everything, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night for the last night. And we'll announce you tomorrow night when the next set of meetings are going to be. And you'll be pleased to hear what God called that one. Amen. Promo. And those of you online, just wait on me. Kristen, Mike, Mamas. Awesome. Okay. Well, we see quite a few people today.
We don't have to look that way anymore.
We see quite a few.